We've been working with the public, Neighbourhood Watch in particular, to look at ways of improving our communication between the police and the public so that we can get better information from the public. We can help support the public doing initiatives that they want to do in their local area.
And what would you say worries people the most?
I think part of it is not necessarily knowing how to contact the police or being concerned that when they do contact the police, they're bothering us. I think also part of it is the fear of crime and antisocial behaviour. And sometimes it's really difficult to confront your neighbours or people who live nearby to you because of the fear of repercussions. And so what's really interesting about this latest initiative is that people can engage anonymously with the police, and it means that they're not showing out to their neighbours.
What would you say are the big issues in the area?
Well, across London in general terms, you've got everything from violent crime right the way down to local antisocial behaviour. But when I go to meetings of local residents, the big thing that comes across is generally quality of life issues. Yes, moped-enabled crime and violent crime is a concern in general terms, but largely it doesn't necessarily affect people on a day-to-day basis. It's local antisocial behaviour. It's people taking drugs in their stairwells, groups hanging around and being disorderly in the street. It's things like that that impact people day-to-day, and that's some of the biggest concerns that people have.
So how can people be assured that what they're doing is right?
I think getting in touch with the police is the right thing to do, irrespective of how you do it. And I'd much rather somebody rang the wrong number but spoke to us and told us what was going on. I think we need to look at how we engage people. So you're absolutely right that there are challenges around the numbers of police officers. And it's really important, therefore, that the officers are focused on the things that matter the most. It's really important that the public have a route to speak to their local police officers, because local policing is the bedrock of the British policing model. And making sure that people have as many means of doing that as possible is what's really important. The OWL project that we've rolled out in West London means that people can contact the police at a time and place of their choosing. So whether they're on the go, they're on a bus or on the tube going into work, they're at their desk checking their emails, they've got a means of engaging with people without having to, for example, give up important family time on a Wednesday evening to go to a local meeting. They're able to engage at a time that's a bit more flexible to them. So it's bringing a more digital approach to attract people who perhaps are turned off by the need to give up time to go to meetings.
And do you think police have to get more digital? Because obviously with the younger generation, that's the way they communicate, isn't it?
I think digital has a really important role to play in how we engage with the public going forward. I don't think it's the only way. I'm a strong advocate of my colleagues being out and about, invisible, stopping and speaking to people in the street and creating opportunities to engage with local groups and community associations. But we have to go online, because that's increasingly how people live their lives. And we would not be keeping up with the public if we just relied upon face-to-face contact alone. I don't think it should be to the detriment of face-to-face contact. And so I'm really keen to make sure that whatever we do around OWL and the communication that we have on that platform, that it supplements what the officers are actually doing out and about on the ground.
So explain to me how it works. So why someone would use OWL?
Okay, so it's an IT platform, so it's only ever as good as the information you put into it. So people who live in Ealing, Hounslow, Hillingdon Borough can go online and they register. It takes about 30 seconds to register their name and address, and the system allocates them into a place within the system so that when we are messaging in a geographic area, it knows where that individual resides within the platform. So if you lived in Acton in Ealing, you wouldn't be getting necessarily any messages relating to Hounslow Town Centre. So it's intuitive around where you live, which means we can be more targeted in the messages that we send out. But it's also anonymous in the sense that users can't see each other. So you would have no idea whether your neighbour was signed up to OWL or not, which means that your engagement with the police can be quite a personal thing, even though we might have sent a message to 500 people in a particular area. In terms of how it's used, it's a collaborative partnership with Neighbourhood Watch. So Neighbourhood Watch infrastructure use the system and will be using the system to cascade messages, crime prevention, reassurance and vigilance to the people in their streets, blocks of flats. That's supplemented by our neighbourhood officers, fast time information from the ops room being pushed out to people in an area where it's relevant to them, telling them everything about burglaries that may have just happened, witness appeals, people who were looking for to track down as part of an inquiry or a recall to prison. So the system is really flexible. But I think that the really important message to get across is that it's relatively anonymous, so other people don't know that you're signed into it. It's local and relevant, so you don't get information relating to things that shouldn't concern you. But also, it's a great way of being able to interact and know what's going on in your community, to give people a voice, to then actually start feeding that information back to us and telling us more.
So I guess it's really just like Neighbourhood Watch on a digital platform.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the ability for local communities to come together to try and make their local area a little bit safer. And because it's done in partnership with the police, and going forward we'll be looking to work closer with the local authorities around it as well, it's one place where all of the information can be in one place. It's a single platform, and it's an opportunity for communities and the police to work more closely together and collaboratively, because ultimately the people are the police and the police are the people. We rely on the public to tell us what concerns them, and the public rely on us to go out and do something about it and then convey that fact that we have done something about it. And this is a communication system that helps us do that.
So do you think this is something that will be rolled out across the whole of the Met, across the whole of London, or is it something that you've just put into practice in this particular area?
So we've spent a lot of time looking at how the system works elsewhere in the country, and I know that there are four other London boroughs who use it for their neighbourhood policing and their neighbourhood watch. What we're doing in the West area, so Ealing, Hounslow and Hillingdon, is looking at how we integrate that platform across all of our policing business as usual. So it's not just to be driven by our neighbourhood officers who are out and about in local communities. It's about how a detective might be able to use the system to engage with the public to look for witnesses or appeal for information on a particular thing. It's about how our response officers can communicate out information about incidents that are happening in the here and now. And so that aspect of it is a trial for West London. It's funded by MOPAC, the Mayor's Office for Policing and Crime, and we're working closely with MOPAC to analyse the data and the benefits that are coming from it. And then, yeah, I'm sure, like anything, if it's proven to be beneficial, it's proven to be popular with the public, and it's working to make the area a safer place to live and work, then I'm sure that it may well be rolled out elsewhere.
Is there any reason why those four boroughs in particular were chosen? Or is it just simply because you're there?
I suppose essentially that's what it is.
You're driving it forward.
Yeah, I was the neighbourhood inspector for the Acton area of Ealing. I was approached by members of the public who were frustrated about how much information they were or weren't receiving from the police. They wanted to work with us. They recognised that police resourcing is stretched. They wanted to do some of the things that ordinarily my colleagues might have been doing themselves, delivering leaflets, knocking on doors. They wanted to help us do that so that the police could concentrate on the more important things. There's a great story from a PCSO in Hertfordshire. So when I went around the UK looking at how it was used in different places, I met a PCSO, and she talked about an occasion where she knocked on somebody's door to talk about whatever it was she was doing in the street that day. And the lady answered, and the minute she introduced herself, the householder knew the PCSO, because although they'd never met, she'd been receiving these messages from this PCSO for a long period of time. And it's one of those opportunities, you know, we say it all of the time, don't we? It's great to put a face to the name at last. And local police officers are the local police officers for that area. They are out and about. And the fact that you maybe don't look out of the window at the moment in time as they pass by doesn't mean they're not there. But the ability for us to be putting out information to people about what has been happening in their street and what local officers are actually doing to tackle issues of concern, quality of life issues, is a huge way of building rapport and relationships with people we might never otherwise have any sort of engagement with at all.
So how can people sign up and get involved?
Yep, so people can go to owl.co.uk. You put your postcode in, and if you live in one of those three boroughs, you'll be taken to the registration screen, which is really simple and easy to fill out. It's your name, your address, your email and your phone number, if you want to provide your phone number. And then you'll be allocated into a neighbourhood watch on the system, and you'll start receiving messages.